A weak solidarity Bricky team listener went down at the Trample the Poor, Not Another Yahoo High School. The school bully and the bully's very, very, very close friend, the principal, made an offer the smallest kid in the school couldn't refuse. See, the bully bashes the proverbial out of the smallest kid every day and steals her lunch and pocket money. And the bully and the principal know the bullying is 100% the fault of the smallest kid. She only has herself to blame. But despite that, they told her the bully would stop bashing the proverbial out of her if she gives him her lunch and pocket money every day voluntarily, and would only bash the proverbial if she didn't agree to the peace deal. Many of the other kids, including a kid called All Being Uzi, said they thought this was an inspired solution and praised the principal and the bully. For after all, on a number of occasions, they had urged the bully not to bash the smallest kid quite so proverbially, while at the same time providing him with the knuckle dusters. For they too knew the smallest kid was to blame and wouldn't have to be bullied if she hadn't complained about being bullied. Although the kid called All Being Uzi said he hadn't provided any knuckle dusters or even parts of knuckle dusters to the bully, and of course he hadn't, because he sent the knuckle duster parts to the knuckle duster manufacturer. Although this is the week that was, I hope you don't think that has anything to do with any development this week. A week when the perpetrator of the slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation, and its very, very, very close friend and provider of the slaughter, destruction and genocide wherewithal, managed to announce a peace plan without any consultation with the non-land, non-people targets of the slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation, and are even prepared to govern the non-land, non-peoples, non-land for them. And even more generous, the Zion slaughterers say they may even leave the non-land sometime in a timeless future when there are no non-land, non-people in the non-land. How could the non-land, non-people resist such an offer? And true blue was his courage under fire, fired up again, as Zion attacked and arrested peace activists on the open seas for threatening Zion's control of not just the non-land, non-peoples, non-land, but also their non-seas. Why, True Blue Aussie has pleaded with Benjamin, Not Another Yahoo, to allow consular access to the True Blue Aussies. Talk about getting tough. Yet, how's this for ingratitude at such courage? Julie Pullman-Webb, mother of Dr. Bianca Pullman-Webb, one of the True Blue Aussies, said she was outraged by how the True Blue Aussie Department of Going Overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect responded to the, quote, kidnapping of True Blue Aussie citizens after she contacted its crisis hotline. True Blue Aussie's conduct is reprehensible, utterly devoid of responsibility toward its citizens as laid out in its own policy, and totally in breach of its international obligations under UN conventions, not to mention any shred of morality. What ingratitude for all True Blue Aussies doing not to condemn its very, very, very close friend Zion. On that issue of we do not send weapons to Zion, the parts we do send but deny don't know, if you heard an interview a week or so ago with the Minister for Going Overseas, etc., Penny Left Wing, asked about the parts we send but don't send, verbally made the most expert circus contortionist look very ordinary indeed. On great lovers of truth, of liberty, freedom and democracy, Lord Rupert of Wapping's No Facts News has had a couple of big weeks, kicking off with a US of the UN of the US of the world anchor, as they call them, appropriate actually, because they drag any semblance of balance and objectivity to the depths. Anchor said on a show called No Facts and Friends, mentally ill homeless people should be killed by lethal injection. Appropriately, his name is Brian Kilmeade. His co-anchor said, you can't give them a choice. Either you take the resources we're going to give you, or you decide that you're going to be locked up in jail. To which Kilmeade intervened, or voluntarily lethal injection or something. Just kill them. My word, offers you can't refuse are big this week, aren't they? And we can but imagine the collective IQ of the friends of No Facts and Friends. Back here on a Sunday night No Facts program hosted by a woman described as a conservative commentator. Not sure they need to tell us that when it comes to No Facts news, but a guest described as a social media personality called Ryan Williams, obviously a very, very funny man, turned up with strips of bacon on his shoulders because he had the audience in stitches. The terrorists are a charming lot, and they threaten to behead me every single day, so a little bit of protection. We've got to laugh, haven't we? This is the same Lord Rupert who daily denounces anti-Semitism running riot. Anti-Semitism being any criticism of the slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation. Like yesterday, Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin, a whole page about evil, their word evil, anti-Semitism, but not one word about the attack on the Peace Flotilla. Thank goodness Melbourne City has a more humane attitude to homeless people. No lethal injection for it. It's budgeted $2 million to help the homeless by hiring 10 security thugs to move them on. Predictably, homeless services say they weren't consulted. Why should they be? And the usual long-haired commie black armband brigade are carrying on without any consideration for decent people who have to see the homeless. Decent people represented by the business community, for instance, expressed by a DeGrave Street cafe owner who praised the council for trying to address the problem of people feeling unsafe in the CBD. He didn't clarify who was feeling unsafe, but I think we know who he meant. Suggestions that telecommunications, well, occasional telecommunications when it's not telecommunicating corporation, copped this no, reduced investment in its True Blue Aussie mobile networks last year by a mere $237 million, were totally unrelated to the not telecommunicating copped this no, assured us. Nor that the network management system is based in India, which just shows what an international good corporate citizen it is, doing its bit for Indian workers whom we're sure it so cares about. It has a history of not telecommunicating, like that 2023 national outage, ultimately forcing the ousting of then Supremo Kelly Bayer Rosmarin, real name. Well, this week, Kelly was appointed Supremo at insurance, financial services, retirement, disability and aged care services giant True Blue Aussie Unity, which eulogised, "Kelly possesses the values, alignment and credentials to advance the group's vision, etc." Showing she's a real corporate high flyer. Just a touch unfortunate, therefore. Not that Kelly will give a stuff as she settles into the True Blue Aussie Unity plush desk in the plush office, but same day as her new big job was announced, huge ads appeared in the press, published by order of the Federal Court of True Blue Aussie, following proceedings instituted by the ACCC, the Federal Court has declared by consent that copped this mobile proprietor limited no, contravened the True Blue Aussie consumer law by engaging in unconscionable conduct in relation to many consumers who were vulnerable or experiencing disadvantage, including First Nations True Blue Aussies from regional, remote and very remote parts of True Blue Aussie. The unconscionable conduct included instances where copped this, etc., and there's a long list of unconscionables. Just a pity that possessing the values, alignment and credentials corporate high flyer Kelly was the Supremo overseeing all that unconscionable. Copped this no might sloganize yes when its performance says no, but it shows a dedicated devotion to no in one area, tax, or lack of. For copped this no joined the long list of huge profitable good corporate citizens who again paid no tax whatever. Netflix the profits, for instance. Turns out, like many of them, their True Blue Aussie profits just happened to turn up in low or no tax havens. Not suggesting for 1 second there's any tax avoidance, tax dodging. We know because they tell us they meet their legal tax obligations. The tax office boasted that 1,253 of our biggest corporate citizens paid no tax last year, and this year it dropped to a mere 1,136 paying no tax. Boasted. We'll start cheering when that figure hits zero. Zero will be the amount of those thousands of years of terra nullius, non-land, non-people rock art remaining on the Barra Peninsula after another great responsible corporate citizen Woodside with profits gets through with its 45 years of gas as part of its commitment to transition from gas. Clearly the transition can't be rushed, unlike the approval for the transition. We've already referred to the socialist courage under fire, and displayed again, as we've mentioned in recent weeks, that as Woodside with Supremo Mega Neil before profits complained, that the conditions placed on approval for 45 years of gas were too onerous and did not conform with the science, whatever that is, the courageous socialists and the Minister for Environmental Gas, Murray Swatz the Environment, would not cave in, not buckle at the knees. Well, listener, in a rarity for the week that was, we were wrong. Hard as it is to believe, the socialists did cave in, did buckle at the knees. As documents released this week show, they knew industry was destroying the rock art. Well, it'd be hard to find anyone who didn't know that. Yet watered down the conditions to accommodate Woodside with. I find there is a likely risk of serious and irreversible damage to the petroglyphs as a result of emissions from the proposed action, Murray said. Well, Murray, there's one way round that. But no. I believe, he went on, the approval has struck the right balance between Aboriginal heritage protection and economic factors. Wonder which of those carried the most weight. Heritage protection, but irreversible damage? Still all's well. Megan, the Woodside with shareholders, are laughing all the way too. Finally, the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin again getting priorities right, covering the big news of the day. A full P1, and since then, day after day of poor Nicole's marriage breakdown. This is the most important thing happening in the world today, I thought. And then I had a most dreadful thought. You're going to be shocked, listener, but I thought, I don't give a stuff. Good morning.